International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. It's currently delivering its final judgment in a long legal process around the former Bosnian Serb leader, Radovan Karadzic. That appeal being delivered now, and it seems that the appeal is not going in Mr. Karadzic's favour. Mr. Karadzic, of course, was prosecuted and received a 40-year sentence in 2016 for crimes against humanity and genocide in relation to the disintegration of the former Yugoslavia. Well, retired Colonel Colm Doyle was one of those who gave prosecution evidence in his original trial, and he's on the line from our Limerick studio. Colonel Doyle, thank you for joining us. You met Radovan Karadzic in Yugoslavia when he was politically active there, and you've also looked at him across the courtroom. What's your assessment of today's event?
Well, first of all, I would be surprised if the appeal chamber were to give any change in the original prison sentence of 40 years to him. That's the first point I would make. I knew Radovan Karadzic very well when I worked as a member of the European Community Monitor Mission in Bosnia, particularly in Sarajevo, during 91 and 92. When I took over as head of the mission for that republic, I would have met him on quite a few occasions. And subsequently, when I returned as Lord Carrington's personal envoy, I would have had a lot of contact with him. So for that particular year, 91 and 92, I would have known him quite well.
He maintained, obviously, his innocence over a very long trial, a seven-year trial. He was convicted and he did receive a very lengthy prison term. Tell us a little bit about the role he played in Srebrenica.
Well, I used to mention to Karadzic any time there was an atrocity allegedly taking place that, you know, as the political head of the Bosnian Serbs, he would have to take responsibility for what his subordinates did or did not do. Now, the whole criteria of Karadzic was that if you took all of the former Federation of Yugoslavia, the Serbs were the largest ethnic group. But if you gave some of these republics their own independence, including Bosnia, the Serbs in Bosnia would become a minority. And the Bosnian Serbs were particularly angst against that because they felt that if they were to become a minority, particularly under a majority Muslim government, that is something which was not acceptable. Now, one of the areas that was declared a safe haven by the United Nations was the enclave of Srebrenica. One of the reasons why the Bosnian Serbs wanted it was because that was fairly close to the borders of Serbia. And one of the arguments for the Bosnian Serbs was that we would like to link up the territories in Bosnia that are dominated by Bosnian Serbs to the territory of Serbia, which became later known as Greater Serbia. However, there was a Muslim majority in Srebrenica, and it was declared a safe haven by the United Nations. There were very few United Nations troops that were put in to defend it, but the Serbs were determined to take it over, and this is exactly what they did. And Radovan Karadzic was the political head, and his enforcer, for want of a better phrase, was General Ratko Mladic.
And 8,000 men and boys met their death.
Yes.
The appeal is being delivered as we speak, or the appeal ruling. It does seem as if it is going to go against Radovan Karadzic, as you say, the former political leader, Bosnian Serb political leader during that period in the former Yugoslavia. Many thanks indeed, Colonel Doyle, for joining us with that. It's always, of course, worth reminding ourselves of the atrocities on European soil since World War II. But for now, we'll let you go, and we'll be following that story throughout the day on RTE.